Yeah, it's the boy LPH, aka Tar Heel 192. You know, just calling in, give a shout out to my man King Germ. Also reminding the people that's all right ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all check out this forecast every week from these niggas.
What's up, forecast? This is Miss Pele, the wonderful Amazonian from the West Coast. I just wanted to say, what's up? Hope y'all have a wonderful fucking, well, actually, yes, have a wonderful motherfucking New Year. So, just wanted to say what's up. Peace!
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadders, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you gotta roll with NappyAfro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I gotta say. I'm out of here.
NappyAfro.com.
What's going on, people? You are now tuned in to the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This is your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Last of the Mohicans, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, and the last, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky. I'm in your chest right now for episode 312. Oh, wow. Shout out 312. And joined me to my left is my lovely co-host, the lovely, the elegant, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm highly educated, but yet still so ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom. A.K.A. I hear no one, and A.K.A. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Wait, Queen Germ in the building. How you week been, Queen Germ?
It's been pretty good. How about you?
I mean, ain't going on. You know, we started football practice today. Well, it's training camp.
You're right.
And, you know, got to get those young gladiators ready for this upcoming season. So, you know, my week been going all right. My summer is officially over now.
And mine is too, apparently, since now I got to deal with you and these people again.
Yep. I mean, and you've been dealing with your son football. So, yeah,
since April.
So, you know, it's like, you know, she's a football mom. That's what football moms do, you know.
Apparently.
And, you know, but yeah. But yeah, other than that, man, my week been pretty cool, man. A lot going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's hot, very hot down south. We got a fucking hurricane just hanging off in the fucking ocean just close by. Your boy Trump nominated his another Supreme Court justice. I think that's number 3 for Trump he didn't pick since he's been in office, which is fucking amazing. Oh, my God. But other than that, you still got police sticking little babies up. You know what I'm saying? Separating from their families.
Yeah, the bullshit that we do in America.
Yeah, man, we still got people doing dumb shit. Like, for instance, this week in blackness, basically people in light news, what we're gonna call it, the people of light,
POLs.
Persons of light. So far, you know, we've been keeping track of everybody getting. Before we get into all that, let me stop the show. I'm sorry. You know how to reach us. On Instagram, The Frocast. On YouTube, Nappy Afro. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, at Nappy Afro. The main site on Instagram is at Nappy Afro. You know, that give you a mixture of everything. Yeah, The Frocast is The Frocast. You know, so, you know, any questions, concerns, comments, you can always email us at nappyafromail@gmail.com. Don't forget to reach out to us. You know, hey, man, you know, there's questions for the nations, comments. You want to leave a drop, don't forget to call 347-201-2572. That's the number, the voicemail. Leave a voicemail. Again, that's 347-201-2572. All right? Now, getting into our people of light news. we've been keeping up with this news of white people calling the police on people. And just this week alone, we had three instances. We had Pool Patrol Paul was a guy in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Your people.
He called the police on a black woman whom he thought could not afford to swim in a pool of an upscale neighborhood, even though it was her own damn neighborhood. Black Twitter figured out his real name, Adam Bloom, and he lost his fucking job in real life. And, you know, he called the police on this lady because he asked her for an ID, which is like, if you got to have a card to get in, like,
she
I mean,
got somebody's access.
Yeah, card. Like, it ain't just anybody can just walk up to the pool. So she had access, so why are you calling the police, bro? And, I mean, him losing the job, you think that was cool?
It's not cool, but at the same time, it's like, if you sitting here talking about people of light, this bullshit that you done conjured up, these people talking about, if they want to be taken seriously, if they want to people to advocate for them because they keep getting a bad rep as white people, you gotta stop doing stupid shit. Like, assuming that every black person that is in your neighborhood is out of place, mm-hmm. that's dumb. So, until you all get that out of your system, enough of you all get it out your system, then we gonna still look at you like the crazy crackers, because if you keep calling the damn police on people and you finding out every time these people are where they're supposed to be, where they have the right to be. The lady paying, apparently, probably homeowners or something that's giving her access to these facilities. Why the hell are he's the person, the groundskeeper or something? Why
well,
is
he's
the
homeowners associate.
President
like,
or something?
No, he ain't the president. His job is like he in charge of the police in the pool. The you know what I'm saying? He's like, no, he in charge of the pool. Like, that's his little area he's supposed to be. That was his little job, I think.
Well, all I can tell you is, it's stupid because they got to know how to talk to people. That's number one. It don't matter where you come from, what you think you have, or whatever. Learn how to talk to people. Because you don't know who you running up on. That lady could have been a multi-million-dollar person out there in y'all neighborhood, and you done going and pissed off. So, I mean, it didn't make no sense. But they keep trying to police us. And black people, for some strange reason, that's a part of the reason why I don't never give a damn about trying to live in their neighborhoods. Because you are under surveillance when you're living with them. Mm. Shit, I might as well live in the hood.
Mm. So, I mean, that's like, it just, stop it. Stop it. That was unnecessary. But him losing his job. Though,
I mean, that's too much. But, I mean, I just like, still feel like shit.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean.
But you okay with the people who.
No, I'm not saying. Look. I don't understand, like, what did I do at my job to get fired
because of the neighborhood?
Some shit
that
happened in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. That's like, bruh.
I mean, he must work at a mom and pop type
business. He worked at like a Sunoco or some shit like that. They was like, they released a statement like, yo, we cut ties with him. Like, god damn. Like,
I guess it's bad business.
I mean, but
hey, the corporations are letting you know that this shit here is not acceptable, because all it takes is for somebody to get on Facebook, somebody to get on some form of social media, and they get to talking about the fact that your job stood by you, blah, 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 and that don't never have to be the case, but people start boycotting stuff. People ain't trying to lose no money. So if it's you or these dollars coming in here, they giving zero fucks about the person, and they cutting you loose, and now you got to figure out what the hell you finna do with your life. So act like you got some sense. Talk to people with some type of respect, or you will be next.
Damn, that was fucked up. So, you know, I mean, like I said, he did some dickhead shit,
but it ain't, I mean, to me, it ain't enough to lose no job.
That's the only thing. Like, I mean, you know, hey, black Twitter will get you fired. Can't get only niggas that got hired, they got a couple niggas hired, but they get more niggas fired than anything.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's fine too.
Yeah, so we got Patrol Pool Paul, then we got at the Philly Zoo. A woman reportedly called the cops on some black children who were fundraising for football outside the Philadelphia Zoo. In the video, you can see one of the kids was taken to the ground when confronted by security. Wow. Really? Yeah. Now, you know that hits King Germ in the heart, because me being a football coach, kids trying to raise, fundraising for their football team, like, football teams are expensive. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine if certain parts of my stuff weren't paid for by, you know, the Parks and Rec. So, man, like, so I, these kids don't raise their money. Why are they getting arrested for that? What are they
doing? I mean, it's stupid. Like, I mean, you will let somebody talk about they will work for food. You will let them stand outside all day long, play their guitar to you, but you gonna tell me some children can't get a couple of dollars? That's ridiculous. But because they black kids, it's a problem. So, I mean, that's the reason why black people need to be paying attention. I keep saying, y'all want to be with these other people so bad, but they don't give you, they ain't got no love for you, so what you hard, so hard pressed for?
Wow. This one, number three, Ubering while black. Former Teen Vogue editor-in-chief Elaine Welteroth had the cops called on her by her Uber driver when she refused to drop her off at the correct location and insisted on letting her walk from a side street. To escalate the matter, the driver claimed she hit him even though the whole thing was recorded, when in reality, she showed her swollen arm that she says he slammed in the door. Wow. Come on now.
Yeah, that's what I said. They better leave these people alone. Y'all, I mean, hey. Man. Buy black everything. That's all.
Man. Woman dubbed Newport Nancy called the cops on a black woman for smoking in a parking structure and even threatened to have the woman evicted. The cops showed up
a cigarette
and determined there was no problem and or harm caused by the smoker. Wow.
Okay.
So they want the cigarette smokers out here anyway. They want them to fuck up out of there.
Shit, I mean, they did it.
Yeah, they made hey, they ostracize you smoke cigarettes now, man. They make you go around the building, and it's like when people see you smoking in the public, like it's weird, but people still buying these motherfuckers.
Exactly, they ain't out of business.
Hey, look, the cigarette people ain't out of business. I guess it's the old heads keep. I think the young kids pretty don't much smoke like that.
Yeah, but shit, you got people with the damn vapor stuff.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
smoking now. Y'all made that look cool.
Hey, this is they gonna have the clouds.
Same exactly. They gonna have the same conditions.
Well, vapor's so, supposed to be lighting.
Yeah, that's what they say. They tell y'all all the lies. The same way, like, all these people dying and shit from all this 20, 30, 40 years of smoking.
Then we got campaigning while black. A black state lawmaker, Democrat Representative Janelle Bynum of Oregon. Y'all know Oregon is not a brown-friendly place.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Let's die, like, nobody want. I don't never want to go to Oregon. Is one of them states that's on my list that I don't really want to visit. Like,
yeah,
it's Oregon. There. Like, yeah, like I'm good. Like, I'm good. Y'all made it known how you feel about my kind of people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but had the cops called on her as she did some door-to-door canvassing to meet with voters. A resident thought she was acting suspicious in the neighborhood, so she decided to call 911. Cause you know, ain't nothing more suspicious than a black person in a white person neighborhood. Yep. Ain't nothing more suspicious. Like, you know. Broad daylight, I'm walking down the street, knocking on door to door, and I, you know, maybe I'm suspicious.
Like I said, y'all out of place. You're going to these white people neighborhood if you want to.
Wow. Eating out while black. You know what I'm saying? A black family of six had the cops called on them while trying to eat at a Subway during a vacation in North Carolina. According to Channel 2 News, an employee said the family was probably putting soda in water cups and going back and forth to the bathroom. The store owner has since apologized, and he said the employee had been robbed before and thought it would happen again. Well, let's be honest. They probably was putting soda in water cups.
But I mean, what's the big deal?
That's what niggas do. But see, that's what I'm like. Y'all don't care about. If I buy a cup, I can sit there with the fountain on and just let it run for 3 minutes, and y'all don't say a thing.
Yeah.
But if I do that with a water cup, you gonna act all Billy Badass. I can sit there and pour a drink and pour it out. Pour it in, pour it out. Y'all don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But if I just get a water cup and put a drink up, and that's a big crime, stop it. Honest, you done made your money off the drinks, man. Cheers.
Ten times.
That's the biggest. That's the biggest thing, man. So yeah, I really believe.
I mean, they just wanted to have something to complain about because there's no way to shit. I mean, plenty of people do it. White people, black people, all kind of people. They get water cups. They drink the damn soda. So what's the big deal? There's nothing new happening. So my thing is, if you wanted to say anything to the people, you could have said to them, you know, do you have water, or you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to question them. If that was something that was done. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Pouring out the soda ain't making them pay for the soda. So they might as well drink the soda that they have and just, you know, tell them that they can't do that anymore or whatever. But I'm like, people, they just get too quick to call the damn police. That's the thing that blows me because I ain't with the police bullshit.
Yeah, I ain't with that. Like I said. I might need to start. I just don't want to call the police on nobody.
Yeah, I don't want to call the police on nobody. I like, I can handle my own business.
Then it's like, it might come back on me, and I just don't want that karma on me. Shout out to my nigga Dean. That's what your motherfucking ass get. I would never, ever, ever be happy for a man to be unemployed. But that motherfucker there, he deserve everything he motherfucking got. That nigga banged up a lot of niggas. You don't understand. Like, he was a dirty motherfucker. He got what he deserved. He ain't get fired for what happened for tackling the dude. He got fired for all the dirty shit you did. Change the price on bullets to 25 cents and you buying them all up. You know, little stuff like that. You know.
Sound like a little snitch.
Who's snitching? He fired now. I ain't snitching. Like, I ain't never say nothing while he was there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gone now.
I'm giving you the side eye.
Yeah. I just sit there like, I know. I see you. So, yeah. But other than that, that was just, you know, that's just how they've been getting down on us this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, you can do anything now. Like, it's more instances. I mean, they pop up every day. I mean, white people been calling the police on black people for a long fucking time.
That's why that's their go-to thing.
For normal shit.
Yes, that's their normal go-to shit. Thing. That's how you got so many niggas locked up for nothing.
Yeah. Did you see the video of the girl? She was like, she had a Puerto Rican shirt on, and the drunk white dude, like, she had reserved a little spot at the park. You know, that was her little area. I guess they was having a cookout. It was July 4th, I believe. And so the white dude was asking her, like, it's July 4th. Why you got on Puerto Rican thing? She was like, because I'm Puerto Rican and, you know what I'm saying, Puerto Rico is part of the United States. He was like, no, it's not. And she was just like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, this is, you know, she was trying to tell him that, like, the U.S. owns Puerto Rico. Yeah. Oh, the U.S. doesn't own that. So he started, like, being aggressive. And the police was standing right there letting him be aggressive. Uh-huh. As soon as somebody stood up for her, police want to intervene then. Like, you ain't say nothing to this drunk white man running up on this woman. Like, you don't know what could happen. He could have stabbed her, anything. But you ain't do. But soon as, like, somebody stood up for, like, hey, man, back up, buddy. Hey, calm down. No, you need to tell this drunk motherfucker to calm down. You letting him run up on this lady like that? Like, you ain't doing nothing? So, nah, man. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's weird out here.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the bullshit.
Oh, speaking of bosses, you ever had a terrible boss?
Well, I refer to them as my supervisor.
No, I'm talking about not now. I mean, in your lifetime. Have you ever worked for some bad... Give me a story about one of your bad bosses. Terrible, terrible. Give me one that you just... A boss that you was just like, yo, like...
Well, my supervisor that I had when I was a teenager working at a fast food establishment, Miss Bobby, she was old nasty old cracker. Mm. And when I tell you, like, she was just rude and nasty because she thought that, you know, you could just talk to us all kind of ways because we was youngsters.
And isn't that white people, let me say, you know, this is the problematic one. There's a difference between a cracker and some of you nice white people.
Yeah, I mean, like, and know, they should
cracker,
know. There's a
difference. A cracker is a mean motherfucker. Like, every white person ain't a cracker. Like, a cracker, like, I just want y'all to know because I don't want y'all, you know, nobody to feel alienated. Because I know we got some white people that fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? Then we got, you know what I'm saying, like, so crackers don't really fuck with us. But we talk about them crackers. Not every black person ain't a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Every white person ain't a cracker. But go ahead with your
story. But I thank you for fixing it up for them. Yeah, for the people. Yeah. But no, Miss Bobby was real nasty. She was always real rude to everybody. But this one particular day, she made me want to fight her. And I had to remember, my mama taught me better.
Mm-hmm.
But she referred to me. She was talking to somebody. I was on the front line, handling the lobby, blah, blah, blah. Customer came in, dude put his money on the counter. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something I just cannot stand. So, I did not take his money. So, he was like, well, the money's here. So, he slid it a little closer to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was just like, if you can't give me the money, I'll just cancel your order. It's like six other of these establishments in the city. So, he asked for the manager. I went and got her. She came out there. So, she rang up his order. She took his money, which... he put in her hand, so obviously I could see that you did this to me on purpose, because you didn't slide her the money.
Yeah.
And she turns around and she says to him, she's like, it's okay, good help is hard to find. And I was like, I'm clocking out.
Yeah,
I have to go home today. I obviously stayed too long, because clearly I'm not nobody fucking help. So,
damn.
And this was in 96. So, yeah, no. And I still remember this. So, yes, it pissed me off. But, yeah, so.
Man.
That taught me a valuable lesson that I knew I could not do that type of work anymore. So, yeah.
I done had some horrible bosses. Horrible. Let's see. One. Oh, man. Let's see. Bad boss. Man, I can go recent. I'm just going to go recent.
Yeah, just go recent.
No. Fuck that. When I worked in a fucking porn shop, man. God damn, man. That whole organization, bro, was fucking shady as fuck. I felt like I was working for, like, a mafia or something. Because everything had to be on paper, email. Like when you left your shift, you had to put all your numbers down and email it to this other person so they could send it to. And it was just like, so the nigga that was running the shit was running it from behind jail, but he only had a certain amount of time where he could check his emails a day. So he wanted to still know what was going on in the business during that time. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why everything, like, you'll get in trouble if you fucking forgot the goddamn email the people after your shift, like, what your numbers was and everything. So anyway, while my boss was bad, like, on my last day, I got off of work at 2 o'clock in the morning. That was my last day. So I come in there, like, I wake up, like, shit, 11, 12 o'clock, go in there, take them their keys. They tell me, don't worry about it. We already changed the locks. It's $150. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to take $150 from me, you know what I'm saying, for some locks, you know what I'm saying, to change the locks because I ain't turning the key. I was supposed to be there at 9 in the morning to turn the keys back in if I went. Nigga, I was just like, bro, man, I should have really took them to court. Like, because I don't think that was in the fucking paperwork anywhere. Like,
I'm sure it wasn't, but my thing is, you telling me that you that pressed about somebody having some keys, if I turned them bitches in at 9 o'clock, I could have went and had a copy of your damn keys if you were so concerned about them. Yeah. So, Walmart, clearly, hours. Exactly. So, clearly, I mean, shit, you could have got them a month before you quit.
Yeah, like, how was I supposed to do this? Like, you know, there's like, oh, you ain't come here on time. And so
in 2 hours, you telling me you really want me to believe in 2 hours you done call somebody, you that impatient.
They didn't change a lot.
That was it. I don't think for 1 second you changed a lot, but you want to keep some of my damn check. Mm. So now you had a reason to keep my last check.
I took a bonus and then quit as soon as I got my bonus. Because I showed that when we got that bonus that night, I was like, I'm going to deposit this in my motherfucking account. Right now, I'm not going to hold this check until the morning because I know them niggas is dirty. They canceled this motherfucking check. I said, so I left the store. Locked the store up. Why the store is still supposed to be open? So I was fired right then.
Oh, God.
I left, went to the bank, cashed my motherfucking check, took the money out. I was like, nah, I want the cash. Like, this shit done. Like, fuck that. So, yeah, fuck them.
The things you learn about yourself. Yeah.
And look, and then the funny story, because it just came up in my memories on Facebook, because I was just like, well, my last night, and then I was like, I left my jersey on the field. I remember I took my shirt off, I was left in the parking lot. I was like, nope, hell yeah, nigga, threw that shit right down the parking lot when I left, man, my last night.
Yeah, but that was a job that changed our life. I appreciate it.
It was fun, man. It was fun. It was good stories. It was scared, and it was scary and hilarious at the same time. Like, because every night I just knew I was going to get robbed. I was just like, it was right there beside the projects. And it was like a little cut through the project. So every night I was scared to death. Like, yo, nigga gonna get me one night. I was just like, I just know it's gonna happen. So that's why I was so happy when I made it through and nothing happened. I was like,
yeah, I pray for you. Because,
I mean, yeah, boy. Because, man.
You got pulled over by the police one night when you was coming from work.
Yeah.
The tail light?
No, that was going
tag
to.
Tag light?
No, that was going to the checkers for you when you was pregnant with Boozy.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Because I remember I was mad as a motherfucker. Yeah, I never used to. I was good after work. I guess police probably rolled by and knew who I was. Like, yeah, oh, that's the dude who worked at the store. Yeah, I done seen that car. I done rolled by that parking lot 9, 10 times. I know who that is. Athens ain't that big. But yeah, anyway, getting back online. Terrible bosses.
Yeah.
This lady right here, I don't know, man. Got to hear both sides, but I'm going to read the story. I'll let you know whose side I'm on.
The condensed version.
I'll let you know whose side I'm on. All right, a Michigan gas station manager was fired after her callous response to an employee's request for time off to be with her son, who was reportedly placed on life support, went viral. The story, not the story about, you know, the son being. So Crystal Fisher said her son Jason was rushed to the hospital on Thursday after his temperature spiked to 104 degrees and he had low oxygen. Fisher had her 14-year-old daughter, who was not named in the report, contact her boss at the PS Food Mart and let them know she could not make it to work due to her son's illness. Fisher's daughter said, you know, she called and asked the mom, could she get somebody to cover for her mom? Her brother was in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? And then the owner was like, yo, your mom need to be talking to me now.
Yep.
I'm on some real shit. I'm an adult. I don't want to talk business with no kids because that made me think like you lying. Not saying your son wasn't.
I ain't even going to say that you lying. I, as an adult, just don't like talking to kids because, for one, the shit get twisted. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to be going back and forth with a kid. Let me talk to an adult. You call me first time. I'm letting you know today that my child is in a situation. He's in a critical, his health is in a critical situation. And until I know further, I can't come back to work. That's what you, as an adult, tell me. A 14-year-old, fuck that. Mm-hmm. You don't need, I mean, like, them 30 seconds that you was telling her, mm-hmm. here's the number to my job, mm-hmm. you could have picked up the phone and called the job and let the people know what was going on. Now, past the fact that the 14-year-old called, once you were talking to the lady mm-hmm. who was your employee, you was fucked up for saying that, you know, you, the lady, when the lady asked her before they got off the phone, something about if your child was, you know, in this type of situation, had to be on life support or what have you, would you be able to focus at the job? And your response is, yeah, that'll give you something to do. Your child is in the best place that they could be. If, you know what I'm saying, if the situation is critical, being at the hospital is the best place. Like, you ain't got no sympathy. Shit, at least lie and say, I'm praying for your family or whatever. Mm. I mean, give her some sense of comfort that you was, like, kind of concerned about her situation.
But yeah, she was just like, yo, so she, you know, they were just like, hey, if you can't come to work, like, she's not going to be able to come to work until my son get better. So they were just like, so you quitting?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, what you know.
What I'm going to do with that?
Like, you're not, you know, like, you don't got no right. Maybe she don't have, she understands she don't have no work rights.
It don't matter.
Like, maybe you, but what you want me to hold your job for you?
I'm saying you could, shit. I mean, my thing is, if it's something like that, I'm going to just be real. Mm. I don't care if I had 20 kids, but I have 2 children. I have a great bond with my kids. It's no way in the world anybody could question me about the fact that I need to go and tend to my child. I damn near cussed out a professor when I was in grad school about the fact that I had to take my child some changing clothes because he had an accident at the daycare. Mm. Fuck you and your class. It's no way in the world you're going to tell me, oh, my child's supposed to sit in some soiled clothes because of the fact that you mad because I miss your class? And you didn't talk about shit no way, because from what I understood, I didn't miss nothing. Mm. But you just did it because it was me. And so you want to try to, you know what I'm saying, come at me sideways. But my thing is, how you going, the lady corrected her now. She said in the report, mm-hmm. when the lady said, so are you quitting? Her response was, no, I'm not quitting, but is that you telling me that you're firing
yeah.
me?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get the wording right. Yeah. But the thing is, some people take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
You a supervisor, and yes, people will take advantage of you, because I've had students yeah. take advantage of me,
yeah.
and people who work under me take advantage of me,
yeah.
because I'm not really that strict.
Yeah.
But when you talking about something that has to be documented, if you got documentation that this is the situation, why would my response be one of accusing you of lying to me? Like, you acting as if this lady is going on a cruise or some shit when she's in the hospital, and that's something that she can prove and show you. Like, I mean, I get it. You may not be able to hold her job indefinitely. She may not be getting paid while she's out. I don't know what her benefits are like. But you telling me that you couldn't give her a week? 2 weeks? I mean, if she ain't getting paid, shit, it don't matter.
I thought this was like a little mom and pop gas station. This is a corporate.
It's a real, yeah. And she said she was going to call the corporate office. That's why that lady lost her damn job.
Yeah, so lady got, yeah, you can't be talking to the police. If you corporate, then you can't be talking to people like that, man. You just like, oh, yes, we'll do whatever. Like, because that's corporate. Like, I thought this was like a, like yeah, a neighborhood, like a, yeah, bar, like a little corner store. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, come on, lady. That's not your fucking place, man. You just a manager.
Exactly. Fuck, them people get rid of you, but they did. So
I hate them lifetime retail workers. Like, that's all they gonna do. Like, I hate them motherfuckers because they just be so fucking weird. Like,
they,
man,
just anal about it. And it's, yeah, like, I mean, shoot. Like, one of the ladies at my job, she was real rude. I mean, and it was a bad coincidence, but it was just a coincidence. One of the support staff people, she had 3 deaths in the matter of probably 10 days. So it was 2 people on her side of the family, 1 person on her husband's side of the family. Mm. So it was as if she didn't come to work. So after the first one, lady was sympathetic.
Mm.
And she was like, you know, I feel sorry for you, blah, blah, blah. 2 or 3 days later, you talking about another person died, so you can't come to work. So the lady was like, basically wrote her this long ass email telling her about how people die every day, that's what they do. You know, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, if you want to have a job, you gotta come to work, you know what I'm saying, basically, it's not your immediate family, so you can't,
you can't be getting all bent out of shape for,
but you can. I mean, if it's your uncle, if it's your aunt, you can't say that these people ain't close to me. You don't really know that.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about your mama and brother, sister, like, yeah. You can't be like no great aunts or nothing, like no... third cousins and you getting all bent out of shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to pull it together, man. Like,
I mean, and my thing is, after the third person died, you almost knew that you couldn't come with the same story.
Well,
like,
I mean, damn.
I mean, it was the truth, but the point is, the way it comes off.
After that second death, you should have took a leave of absence. Yeah. Like, I need, like, 2 weeks off.
But the person, I mean, like, when she said that thing was ridiculous. Like, she showed us the email, and it was just kind of, it wasn't hilarious because I wasn't trying to laugh at her pain, but it was kind of hilarious because the lady was so cold-blooded with it. She was like, people die. Uh-huh. That's what they do. Mm. So, you know, life is for the living. So you got to come to work. You still got to take care of your business. Mm. So some people are just like that. So get you a job with some damn benefits. So when you need to take family medical leave or sick leave or whatever, you got some time on the books. So,
these motherfuckers out here,
they don't really care.
Nope. It's not their problems, what they tell you.
Yes.
Especially if you fuck around and get somebody ain't got no goddamn kids.
Oh, yeah. They ain't got no love.
Them niggas cold-blooded than a motherfucker.
Yeah. And, or the ones who got kids who had to do everything, and they still feel like, well, if I did it, then that mean that you can do it, too. Because I had my kids, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So, yeah, man. Goddamn. So, yeah. Bad bosses. Everybody got one, man. Leave a comment. Let us know about your bad boss. We ain't going to talk about no good bosses because everybody had good bosses, man. Good bosses leave you on the clock, let you steal money from the register, all that.
What kind of carrying on is that?
Me and the manager was in on it. He was like, yo, just every night. Because one day, man, I was doing it, and he just came up to me one day. He was like, I know what you're doing. I was like, huh? He said, bro, come on, man. I know what you're doing. I said, what you talking about, man? He was like, bro, I've been working at McDonald's since I was 16, bro. He was like 29. He was one of them career men. He was like, I used to do that. I know what you're doing. Because I'm going to tell you how I know. Because like only weekends when the numbers be low in the drive-thru, like, I don't understand why my drive-thru number's so low. Like, ain't nobody, you know, not no cars came through here, but my number's low. He's like, somebody's stealing some money. So, And so, yeah. So anyway, he was like, he just told me, he said, look, I don't care what you do. Just make sure you give me $30. At the end of the night. So I used to give him $30 at the end of the night. And, you know, he used to let me do my thing. And sometimes he'd tell me, like, hey, man, you need to chill because we need to make some money tonight on the register. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's bad, though, because I know when I was working at my fast food establishment, they didn't have, like, the registers that would give you tell you the change. So. Oh, yeah. The only people who could work drive-thru would be people who were good at math. So I always got stuck on drive-thru, except for the encounter that I had with Miss Bobby on the front line. But nonetheless,
still was on the register.
I was on the register then, but I was on the back when I was on the drive-thru mainly. So I did not, I was on drive-thru. But one of my managers, she was just like, she was having a cookout, so we needed to come up with this money. So I'm like, shit, I ain't even invited to the party. So what the hell? I mean, what I got to do with coming up with this money? So, you know, back in the 90s, you thinking like, you know, shit, $200-something. I'm thinking that's a hell of a lot of money. She was like, well, she showed me what to do. She was like, don't ring up the shit that you know, like the quick prices. People come in here and get a combo, get that money, and you just keep a running tally of what you done skimmed off the top. And then that'd be the money that you got to give me at the end of the night. So when she count my drawdown, I was like, you need $200. I make sure that I'm like $250 over. So she take her $200, and I just got $50 because, you know, of course, me, I ain't thinking about my part in it. I'm thinking if the manager give me the money, then it's all good. So, but, you know, any place I ever worked at, I always came out on top. I never was hungry when I worked at food places. My car stayed on full when I worked at the gas station. So, fuck that. I used to play Lotto. I used to eat them people's subs and shit. I didn't care. So, yeah. When I worked at them type of places, gas wasn't but a dollar back then, but hell, my car stayed on full.
Gas, yeah, 85, 90, yes. Man, you get goddamn premium for 97 cents, boy. Yes.
My needle stayed hugging the hell.
Yeah, little car, boy.
Uh-huh.
That shit used to be lovely. 90s was love. Job market was open. You could quit. Man, I had 7 jobs 1 year, man. 7. I was just like, man, I said, man, if this dude look at me one more time, man, I'm going to quit, man. Nigga, really? Look at me. I said, I'm out of here, man. Just walked out. Nigga, hey, what? Bro, I'm talking about, man, I was just like, yo, this nigga look at me one more time. I'm quitting.
Nah,
bro. Boy, I had so many, man. Boy, I met a yeah, I did my tax. The lady said, you got another W-2? I said, yep. Enough? Yep. Like, bro. Man.
It's looking real
nice, mm-hmm.
man.
It's funny, man. But yeah, man, enough about bosses, man. Let's get back on schedule, man. We way off the track.
Yeah, we off
the top. Way off the track. But, oh, yeah. This is a would you question, man. It's this jewelry they got out now. It's made out of breast milk. So what it is the people, you put some breast milk into this little mixture.
Mm-hmm. It's a hardener.
Yeah, a hardener. And they put it into a mold, and then they mold it into, like, it hardens, and then it sets into a piece of jewelry. Would you
and
like?
Who doing this? Crackers. ain't no black people doing this shit. My thing is, number one, anybody want shit that gets spoiled in anything. That's a no-no. Like, fuck it. I don't give a damn about no hardener. I'm going to tell you right now, who the hell wants some spoiled-ass milk hanging around their neck?
All
like,
wrist,
that's some bullshit.
All wrist,
all yeah, like, who wearing that?
Why would you need that connection? Like, the breast milk. Like,
I don't know. Like,
Maybe you would keep it. That's for not, maybe. Like,
nigga.
Like, just,
I wanted my titties to stop leaking. I don't want no reminder of the fact that I had this going on. Like we don't need that. Like, I have healthy kids. That's the reminder that I got, that I breastfed y'all for the little time that I did. And some of y'all mamas that's around here breastfeeding kids for damn 3 years and shit, you don't need no reminder.
Shit, five.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
he grown ass nigga hanging off titties. Yeah,
that's not what
that
it is.
That shit weird as fuck, man. That shit is
this
weird.
This shit is nasty.
Like, man, this lady, like, the other day, man, she was in there breastfeeding, and, like, I was in the one, like, I'm back there looking for some shoes, just, you know what I'm saying? I come around the corner, and I was like, I see this one, man, she's like, I'm just like, bitch, you the one sitting there in a public place with
your
fucking titty out? Like, what the fuck? Like, how am I the weirdo here? Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You in the damn shoe department.
I come around the corner, I look, oh, shit, like, what the fuck? Like, oh. And I'm the weirdo, like, you know.
Yeah, nah, but that right there is some foolishness.
Like, get the little thing, the little cover-up thing, like, put the thing over there. You sitting there with it, like, they be sitting there with it out. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
And then, like I said, they want to blame other people, but then y'all the ones mad. And they'll be the same cracker that make you lose your damn job because you walked up on her with her titty out.
So, you know, they got me thinking?
What it got you thinking?
If they got a breast milk mixed with hardener, maybe they can make a...
Sperm?
Mixed with hardener.
Nobody want that shit either.
That shit'll be live.
Who the fuck wants some nut around their neck? Like, you do that shit at the house.
Don't, you know, like some pearls. You can make you some pearls out of that. That'd be live.
No.
You'll really have a pearl necklace.
I bet.
A literal pearl necklace.
I can buy one of those.
But, I mean, you know what
they
call
it. I know what they call it.
Yeah.
Around your neck.
Yeah.
I get it.
You have a look.
I don't want a reminder of that.
That should be live.
If you do it on a regular basis, I feel it every time I see you.
Oh,
coming.
My God. So, John,
nobody
you,
wants
you
that.
Know, with the, come on, man. That's the ultimate memento you can give a girl. You can be like, yo, like, you just have a whole, like, box of them and shit. You know, when you like a girl, you give them the earrings. And they be walking around with the sperm.
Nut earrings.
Yeah, they don't, they like, oh, he bought me some pearls. They don't even know, like,
nah,
you know, the pearls, all right.
Nasty.
Yes,
Sick.
Yes,
Yeah, some more.
Yes,
Yeah, that's some more cracker shit.
That's
right
too much
with
my blood, bro.
All right, man. Relationship question of the week. You know what I'm saying? Topic. You know, I'm glad we got a neutral party here, man. See how they feel about it. We got old Rock Jones in there. Rock Jones, say what's up, people. You got to speak up, Rock Jones.
What it do, Rock Jones. You know, birthday tomorrow. So
oh, shit. Happy early birthday. By the time y'all hear this, it already been his birthday. But happy birthday to Rock Jones, man. You want to take a shot of Henny tonight, then? You want to drink some Thotteritas? I got some Thotteritas in there, nigga. Like, you know. Which one you want? You want some Thotterita or the Henny? Which one?
At this point in my life, I do both of them.
Oh, hey. Oh, that's how you go out. That's what
it's
I'm talking
party.
About.
It's
that's what I'm talking about, man. It's going to be lit in here after this show, man. What's up?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to work late tomorrow. I'm putting it in the damn atmosphere.
Apparently.
I'm putting it out there, man.
Yeah.
Because I went to work, listen, man, you know, that 5-hour bumper, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that's not okay. But
yeah,
whatever.
But anyway,
getting back on track.
Getting back
would
on track. No, not would you. I changed.
Oh, we did that. We did that with the nasty ass people with
the breast milk thing. Got me thinking.
Yeah, got you thinking.
Hey, man, shout out to the young nigga at work, man. He about to go eat some ass for the first time.
What? Wait.
Shout out to my dog, K Dizzle, at work.
Why you putting the man business out there?
I mean, ain't say his real name. I gave
him. Okay, well, name. Okay.
But he about to go eat some ass, bro. Like, he's excited about it.
I hope he do a good job.
Hey, bro. Hey, he bro. Yeah, bro, because he
said that shit at work?
Nick, hey, look, nigga 19, bro.
Oh.
That's too early to be eating ass.
They eating ass that's early. Like, that's, we gonna have to, look.
Mine ain't eating no ass.
This nigga gonna be eating ass before he graduate high school.
No, he not. Not mine.
That's what they do.
Nah,
that's what they do. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, man. It's sad. Look, mama, you just got to know.
Your son. I'm gonna let him buy a couple of damn pocketbooks before I let him buy him nobody ass.
Nigga gonna eat ass, bro. Early, bro.
Nah,
early, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not co-signing on that shit.
I'm not. I don't want to. I don't want him to do it. But that's like.
The young kids
pride themselves.
Get on some of them asshole truffles.
Oh, man, God. Asshole truffle?
You ain't never seen an asshole truffle?
An asshole.
It's a print of asshole, and they turn it into a chocolate truffle, man.
What the fuck?
You ain't seen that shit?
No, nigga.
Then you get the mold. It's really for, like, couples and shit. So, like,
What?
Get the mold of your girl asshole and, like, make it into some chocolate and send up that.
Ew! Why would you want to literally eat ass?
Oh, it's not the actual ass.
Nigga, that's ass.
It's not ass. It's
just so Jones. So you eat so Jones, you telling me you'll eat a gummy worm that's shaped like a dick? Like,
no.
So I did. It's a gummy. It's a gummy. It's a gummy.
We talk about.
And they taste pretty good because I done had some of them.
Somebody, like, we had a sponsor for a show one time. They said us like some gummy dicks, and I was just like, I'm not eating one of them motherfuckers.
And I eat those.
I walk in the room. My daughter and wife in it. I said, what the fuck you let her eat?
I said, she don't even know what they are.
I said, why you let her eat the gummy candy?
As long as she didn't look at it and didn't interpret it as such, we were fine.
It's candy. It's not the actual asshole. It's not an actual penis. Like,
so would you eat a gummy dick? Pause.
I need some candy shit.
No, Jones.
I'm saying, what did it look like?
It's a fucking dick and nuts. Niggas, a little dick and nuts. Niggas like
that. Yeah.
You know how the white boys be drawing the little penises? They look just like this. Just like they gummies, bro. Like, that shit was weird.
It depends, man.
Hey, man. So, yeah. We getting in there. Sorry we got derailed with ass eating.
Yeah.
But,
like I said, if you eat somebody ass, you own them. I don't care. You can't tell me nothing. If I eat a nigga ass, I'm like, nigga, you can't tell me to put on my motherfucking seatbelt. You can't tell me to sit back in the car. You can't tell me to put the damn top on the orange juice. Fuck that. I ate your ass, nigga. I own you. Fuck that. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Boy, what? Lay back. You don't let me eat your ass, nigga.
Man.
You can't say nothing.
Oh, man.
Nothing. Nah, I ain't
man.
Trying to hit it.
Oh, shit.
Amen. Damn.
No.
Damn.
So, yes, I'm looking at you different. So, you put them legs in the air, let me eat your ass. God. Yes, that's how we roll.
Wow.
So, yeah, no.
Goddamn.
So, would you eat ass?
No.
Oh,
I don't want to, but I'm saying, like, if we got to the point where I did, then I'm like, nigga, you can't. I mean, I'm looking at you out the side eye.
You good.
Okay,
good.
Then, so,
I'm
hey.
Good, love and joy.
Okay, I'm saying. I'm just trying to let you know.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
You put that for a significant amount of dollars?
I mean.
Oh, you gonna eat it.
I mean, look, John, it's on record that for a significant amount of dollars, I'll fuck an animal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
So, yeah, John, they had that conversation.
So, Jones, would you fuck an animal for $1 billion?
Bro, that's tough.
Animal of your choice.
That's tough.
Animal of your choice. It doesn't matter.
Animal of your choice.
It doesn't matter.
Can I?
You gotta fuck the animal, Jones.
Can I wear a condom suit?
Right, you can wear a condom, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
No, a condom suit, nigga.
No, nigga. What's a
whatever
condom?
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever, nigga. My skin touching, bro.
Listen, nigga. Is you fucking the animal or not, nigga? Now all these, we not gonna let you goddamn take a fucking. Sterilized bath. Is you fucking or nah, nigga? That's all we want to know.
He's
fucking.
Jones,
I will tell you
now. Jones
$1 billion.
Jones
everybody
kangaroo.
Is fucking.
You're fucking.
Everybody is
Jones.
Fucking.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody.
Well, not everybody.
Everybody. A million. What about a million?
If I ain't gonna do it for $1 billion, then
is that how you gonna scale me back?
I fuck a dog for $1 million.
For $1 million.
$1 million.
For real, nigga.
$1 million cash.
Dog.
$1 million cash. Nigga, Jones.
If they say go in there, rat now, nigga.
Not Princess.
Nah, that's my child.
That's my dog.
They say that's my child, bro.
No, but a little random dog run down the street and like $1 million, nigga. I go run that motherfucker down and beat the brakes off that little motherfucker.
God.
Straight up for me.
La 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 la. I can't hit it.
Got a bus, nigga.
You got a bus? Oh my God.
Well, I mean.
Oh my God.
Like, what? I'm not going to give you $1 million for you just sit there. All right. Nah, nigga. No, you going to fuck that motherfucker. Jones, you going
to.
That better be your bad dick report that night.
Once you buzz, bro, that's too intimate.
What you mean? Yeah, what the fuck's an animal, nigga? Breath. What you going to fall in love with the animal, Jones? Yeah,
listen,
you one of them, nigga, Jones?
Listen, bro, it's all breath.
This nigga said that's too intimate.
I'm
going to
keep it real,
bro. He going to be at Pets like a motherfucker.
I'm in it, like
20-30 minutes,
bro, to bust, bro,
with females.
Bro.
Nah,
bro.
You don't know.
I'm never gonna bust because I'm not.
You don't know that thing. Once you get inside that thing,
no. Hey.
Oh, this shit might get wetter than the wetter. Oh, this shit might be like,
God,
you got like an extra layer or something in there that comes around your dick.
Yeah, that dog boy. What you talking about, boy? Might have that little gripple in that thing. Boy, the animal, my boy, all right? Nigga, don't sleep on the animal.
Amen, with a shot.
But they say sheep pussy still.
They say sheep have a period just like a woman.
Oh, my God. Sheep pussy feel like a female.
I was in the gas station and a man yelled. I was just like, I looked at him, I was like, he said a sheep. I was like, a sheep pussy? I said, what the fuck is these niggas talking about? Like, why would you say that? Like, you know, how did you know this? Like,
anything.
This nigga didn't, I said, this nigga didn't
fuck one.
Yeah, there ain't no random conversation.
Yeah, man. Goddamn, we done got an animal fucking this shit then went crazy, man.
Yeah.
It depends on how life going, man, but nigga do that shit.
Nah, it don't matter, because your life going real good, somebody offer you $1 million in cash to fuck an animal.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I'm going to give him the damn lube.
I'm like, yes.
If you need something, yes, we going up in here. We getting this million. Let's ride.
Let's go.
Let's do the damn thing.
Yo, just drive, man.
I'm there.
Like, yo, roll up. I'm gonna smoke me a couple of them. I'm gonna be high to the face, nigga. I'm gonna be like, I'm walking.
I keep it real, nigga. You drunk me the fuck up, bro.
I ain't gotta be drunk,
nigga.
I'm just gonna be focused on that little dot on the wall right there, and I'm just gonna sit there, and I'm just gonna handle business, nigga. That's all. I'm gonna zone out.
Nah.
I'm gonna look at that dot, and I'm gonna handle business till it's over, and then it's it.
Bro, I gotta be.
Let's go. Think about the bag, Jones. Think about the bag. Jones, who gives a fuck, Jones? Jones, who gives a fuck? Niggas didn't fuck way worse.
For zero.
Look, niggas didn't fuck girls and got diseases out from that shit. Like, nigga, you crazy? You can fuck this animal and be straight, nigga? Like, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
You ain't gonna get no disease from an animal.
Bruh. Oh, I ain't never seen something.
You about to...
Nah, not to get off subject, but I ain't tell you I seen Jayla at Dollar Tree. She work at Dollar Tree, bro. You can't say the people, but nobody knows.
Who she
ain't gonna,
huh? Yeah. She ain't gonna make it.
She was like, fuck animal shit.
That motherfucker look like something wrong. She get a check, bro. She look like one of them characters.
Like Mouse from Doug, nigga.
God damn.
I can't deal with you people.
But yeah, going to our sorry about that, people. We just be having a fun time over here. You know how we do it the forecast. Question. Does it matter who makes the most money in a relationship? Queen Jern, what do you think? You being a woman.
Well, I say, but they say you got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just basically tells you what you need to know. Like, hey, if you make the money, you got the power. That's how that works. So, fuck it. It does matter.
No,
and
it doesn't.
That's how that goes.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. No. Okay, so you telling me it doesn't matter who makes the most money.
No, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. No, because at the end of the day, it's like... It's all together, right?
Bullshit.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Okay.
I feel like it don't matter because, like, as long as the man acting like a man in the house, he's been a father to, he's been an actual man. Like, you feel me? He's still going to put in, you feel me, what little bit he do make, but... If he with the kids, he teaching his son how to play football. He with the girls. He changing oils.
Even if he going to get the oil changed,
it don't matter. As long as you handling business as a man,
yeah,
You feel me?
Yeah, he's a man's man.
Okay. He can't sit there and do that and be talking about, oh, I ain't gonna work.
Once you give up, you can't really lose all power.
Once you don't work
and you like you let the woman take care of you,
I'm gonna just sit here and be a man.
Nah, you ain't a man. You're a grown ass boy.
Yeah, bringing us duckies around this bitch.
Yes, sir. I don't give a fuck. If ain't up for $200 a month, goddamn. You better throw that shit on that goddamn table with some pride, nigga. Be like, slam that shit down. Be like, yo, I don't know what can pay that $200 can pay. But pay that, take this $200, buy some groceries, do something. And I'm going to work hard to get another $200. You know what I'm saying?
I know one thing. If you bring me $200, you better be fucking the shit out of me. Every damn day. That's your dog. Shit. I ain't even praying, nigga. You better come home, take a shower, and lay my ass out. Fuck a $200. That shit is not doing
nothing. And what Bernie Mac say, niggas get knocked out in the first round.
Yes, sir.
I don't give a damn.
One round bout.
That's what your main concern need to be.
But then, I mean, my whole thing is, like, some niggas, like, I guess some niggas would feel bad about, like, their spouse making more than them, or, you know, they just, because I know some of my homeboys, they like, bruh, like, they really go out their way to make sure they women don't work. And I just don't understand why you would want a woman that don't work. Maybe it's like you said, control.
It is control. That's the only thing it is. It ain't got nothing to do with how much you love me and you want me to sit at the house. No, you don't want me to fucking have a life. You want to make sure that when I'm here, I'm here. I ain't got no damn money, so you know I can't go and be with nobody else. I ain't got no gas money unless you put gas in the car. I can't get my hair done unless you get my hair done. Shit, nobody don't want no life like that.
Anyway, in the way she said, I'm not, the women can make that kind of money now. Yeah. So why not go out there and make it?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Exactly.
I mean, if we a team, then it don't matter.
It don't matter.
The point I'm making is that people are going to make it matter because of the fact that, I mean, you have to be secure of what you got in your household.
Yeah.
And when people start getting other people involved because you want to live like somebody else or you want to follow what other people doing, then that's when shit get out of control. Because if you and your person have an agreement, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But when you get the friends and the family talking in the background, oh man, you should do this, you should do that. Yeah, I mean, the shit
be motherfuckers ain't got no relationship. Their relationship choppy as fuck.
Exactly.
You feel me? Be talking all this shit, talking about, oh yeah, you should do it like this and do it like that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're immature, it's gonna matter. Yeah. If you somebody who's trying to have control, it's gonna matter. But if you a real unit, if you a real team, then it never matters because at the end of the day, if you got it, I got it. If I got it, you got it. It doesn't matter. But like I say, the world will make it matter. It's gonna matter all the time. So it's like you gotta know what's going on in your house,
bruh. And even these country ass hoes on Facebook, bruh. These country ass hoes, bruh. These hoes don't want to do shit, bruh. These hoes want to sit there, bruh, and not, bruh, have niggas feed them grapes and shit while they sit at the fucking house all goddamn
day. And that ain't real life.
Kiss, not at all.
That ain't real life. Everybody got to have a job. The Bible even say a man don't work, he don't eat. So if you lazy, I'm talking about the same thing, man, woman. If you don't have no get up and go about yourself, you deserve to starve to death.
No, that's real.
Because it don't make no sense. If there ain't nothing wrong with you, there's no reason why you can't be a greeter somewhere. You can't catch no damn carts the damn store.
And they even go to when these women, bro, be trying to take these kids from these dudes, bro. They so quick to take these children from these dudes, but they can't even provide for these kids, you feel me, without the help of this nigga.
Yeah.
Then they want to sit up here and shut this nigga, you feel me? Like, I don't like that kind
and
of
all
shit.
And all your people who like to talk about this celebrating Father's Day shit. You talking about, oh, I'm a single mother, I'm going to celebrate Father's Day. Shit, you need to say Happy Father's Day to the damn defects people. Because them motherfuckers who giving you them fucking food stamps and shit. And there's damn TANF check. You tell them Happy Father's Day since you run around here talking about who get the damn credit.
My mama ain't never tried me like that, bro. My tomorrow being my 26 years of living, my mama ain't never tried me like that, bro. That she always knew, bro, she can never be my father. She always knew that she can never teach me things that my daddy can teach me, even though he ain't work shit either. But I'm just keeping it gully, but it's shit that she couldn't, you know. Yeah. And it's just shit that she couldn't teach.
I mean, that's just life. People need to realize you got to know your damn role.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. You a mama, be the best damn mama you can be.
Exactly.
You a daddy, do that thing. Yes, you can. But don't be trying to swerve in the lane. Just stay in your lane. Everything will be all right.
That's That's a problem, man.
Word to the wise. But yeah.
You got grandmas that's 40 years old. We losing recipes.
Hey. Grandmas in their 40s. That's great grandma right there, bro.
Don't do that.
Shit.
Facts.
Shit. Grandmas now, like, they 30s, nigga. Like,
yeah, they are.
Like, yeah. Like,
everybody having babies 15, 16 years.
15 yeah.
years
old. You 15, you had a baby, there's a good chance you're going to, yo, that baby you had going to have a baby when they 15.
And that's real.
And the same thing, like, the cycle.
That's the cycle.
You ain't number yeah. 15 years older than
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Like, what? 15
oh,
years
man.
Older than
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. My mama had me when she was 15. That's what they think. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit cool.
Mama, why you can say something to me? You had me when you was 15. Like, bitch, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Dumbass.
You dumbass.
Yeah, because I had a friend of mine, she was talking about something, you know, you try to do better by your kids. You had your kid at 15, 16, mess around and send your child to a damn private school churn, talking about how old their parents are, your child in the schoolhouse telling the people how old their mom is, and they done inform your child. Your mama had you when she was 16.
Right.
Now she embarrassed coming home crying and shit, because
right.
she never
she
knew how young... You was when you had her.
When your dad came to Rick. When your dad getting ripped on your mama, goddamn 15-year-old, goddamn older than you, boy.
Yeah, mama looking like your damn sister.
That's why so many lies in families, bruh, that they motherfuckers be holding that shit back. Don't be telling motherfuckers, bruh. And then grandma be raising these kids, bruh, and motherfuckers be under the impression that they real mama is like they auntie and shit.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers is not trying to expose that shit.
Exactly.
That's not good shit. That's not healthy shit. But that shit corrupts a child, bro, when they get older. Now they don't even really know themselves like they supposed to.
Mm. No, they don't know the people
Chris
that
they Jones over
to.
Here got me over here. Whoa! Shut him up.
Really? That's what we doing?
No. That shit. But I've seen that shit, though, with my
yeah,
own
I mean,
eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, that shit not cool, bro. Because the motherfucker did that to me, motherfucker got to fight.
Yeah.
Motherfucker got to fight. The motherfucker don't need to be holding that kind of shit back for people, bro. Like, real shit. I don't give a fuck. How you think it's gonna hurt this child? Let him decide if it's gonna hurt. Or let her decide if it's gonna hurt. Feel me? Don't you decide that shit for your goddamn self. That ain't your motherfucking business to hold like that.
That's
being real. Motherfucker,
gotta
fight me.
Yeah, I just ask God, please don't let that cup pass me. I don't need to be bothered with all that. I'm too fine to be nobody grandma right now.
Well, you know what?
I ain't grandma status. I ain't anybody like.
I don't think kids want to get beat up and shit and all that shit either. I don't think niggas want that smoke right now. Child, fuck around with me be at the damn clinic. But so yeah, fuck that shit. I'm gonna buy your ass a car. We finna deal with this shit.
Hey. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Pray for me, y'all.
Still working.
God is not through with me yet.
Yeah.
Shit.
Speaking of all factual.
Yes, sir. Yeah, moving along, man. What's TV that? Talk, man. We got TV talk. So, first of all, we're going to talk about our Blacky Black movie of the week that we watched. And the name of the movie was...
Come Sunday.
No. What does it say on the paper?
Oh.
What does it say on the paper? People, we have...
I'm highly educated. I can fucking read.
Yeah.
But I ain't look at it just now. So fuck
get
that shit.
Get
I mean, we
but
don't
we
watch
did,
two
but,
things.
But we did watch Come Sunday. Shout out to Short T. You put that on the list.
Short T?
Yeah, we'll talk about, we'll talk about Come Sunday.
Next time.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about it, like, you know, in a little bit. But our Blackity Black movie of the week was...
Boy Bye.
Boy Bye, starring Tasha Mack, a.k.a. What's her name?
I don't know her real name.
We just call her Tasha Mack.
Yeah. From the game.
Yeah.
That's a really famous name.
Yeah. And in this movie, she was a very...
promiscuous woman.
Promiscuous woman that was very also rich.
She had
successful.
A lot of money. She was
she had
a
her own
little
real
author.
Estate. And she's a real estate and an author.
Yeah, she was a real estate. Yeah.
And she wrote
she,
books.
She did, yeah.
Had bestsellers, you know,
uh-huh.
books everywhere.
And she
but,
was a hoe.
But she, yeah, when she wasn't
she
a hoe.
She was a hoe because she was fucking everybody.
Yeah.
She
you
was know, fucking
she,
people at the job.
Yeah, she was fucking
damn.
A lot of people at the job in her office.
Goddamn money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she was just, you know, she.
She just shooing them. She'd have
yeah.
sex with them for a
yeah.
while, and then she'd be like, okay, I done had enough of him.
Yeah,
I'm moving
on to
the next.
She
act
like the nigga.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
She was acting like a man.
That's why money matters.
Exactly. Speak that shit, dog.
That's why it matters.
Speak that shit, dog.
Because he
shit.
Who has the money is he who has the power.
But okay, but
yeah.
in this movie, shit. Tasha Mack was, she was, like I said, looking for love. Not really looking for love.
She was never looking for love. But she stumbled upon
She stumbled upon love with this guy that she met, and they went to a retreat over the weekend, and she was about to give him the buns, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she ended up falling for the nigga, but come to find out he was married, on paper.
In the process of getting a divorce. Yeah,
in the process of getting a divorce. And, you know, so...
Niggas being nosy. So, somebody overheard the conversation, and then they rent back.
Her homegirl.
I'm saying, but that's niggas being nosy, because the dude's friends was talking. You overheard them mention that he had a wife. But you didn't know the situation between him and the wife. So you done gone and got the wife involved. Wife come acting like they still good and together, which the niggas is falling apart. But you come in there acting like you trying to save your marriage, you want your man, when that wasn't the case. And so then made her fall, Tasha Mack fell back, and she was feeling like, all this time I done been doing niggas all kind of ways. Now I mess around and fall in love. Then the nigga that I want to be with can't be with me because he married. Then when they rewind, I mean, fast forward, that maybe like a year went by, she wrote another book, and then she wasn't fucking with the nigga no more, but he wound up coming to the little book signing thing and asked her to date him again. They used to play a lot of practical jokes on each other, so her response was, no, you did all this to me, I can't fool with you no more. And then they ended up back dating or whatever. So it didn't show them getting married, living happily ever after, but at that moment they were on good terms or whatever. So it was a cute little movie. Her friends, yeah. Oh, he was getting them things.
So but, black women, that is a story telling you that even if you like a man, no matter what, just hang in there. He'll come around. Just wait your turn.
And he's being sarcastic because what he wants to say is, if you marry, he's all about the marriage. So the unit has to stay together. We gonna stick together regardless of what happens. That's crazy. So you know, but I mean. If you in a you know, I mean Netflix. It's on yeah. But it's I mean it was a straight little movie. It was alright, you know, but I just feel like people gotta know what you getting yourself involved in. For one, if you're in the process of getting a divorce, just like any other relationship, if you're in the process of breaking up, break up. Then move on to whoever you're going to versus get somebody entangled in this foolery that you got going on, because that's
come,
too much to have going
come,
on.
He
got to
come forward with that shit, though.
But he was going to tell her initially. He said...
He fucked. He ain't say nothing.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you
feel
me? You got
so you went...
If you were feeling another way, you said you
like he, when he went to try to tell her, he was like, I got to tell you something. She's like, no, let it wait. I don't want to...
Oh, that's her fault.
Yeah, it's
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, like...
Damn, I'm trying to tell you, I'm married, man.
Yeah, so...
But we're working on a divorce. But, but you do got to come straight forward with that shit. Because it
changes things for some people.
You want a peace of mind. You feel me? You don't want to be sitting there like...
Was Clifton Powell in that movie?
I don't know who that is.
It sound like
Clifton
that nigga,
Powell. Pinky. The nigga
that played Pinky. I ain't even seen it, but it sound like that nigga in that shit.
He was in that shit. Like, I'm trying to think. Who was in that movie?
It was some other niggas that I ain't never seen before. I ain't never seen none of them, but that man.
No,
was
Clifton Powell was in Come Sunday. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Speaking of Come Sunday, man, my only highlight in that movie was seeing Clifton Powell, man. Like, the rest of the movie, man,
it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was weird.
Come Sunday.
Like, it was a preacher that, it was about some preacher. He was down south, and, you know,
he was all into the church.
All into the church. He was like the LeBron James of preaching. Like Oral Roberts, he called him his son and invited him to the Oral Roberts University, and he was supposed to be, you know, he was going there traveling, all doing the, you know, doing the preacher circle. Like, he was that nigga. Like, he was T.D. Jakes.
And then he had a revelation.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the story about the burning bush. The Lord done gave him a message. So he done gone and told the people that the Lord basically, instead of, I mean, like they say, he didn't believe in hell anymore. Mm-hmm. So he was like, if you believe in God, you don't think that God is a mean and spiteful God, that he would send you to hell. So it was as if people were mad because he was speaking this type of, you know, and therefore they were mad because it's almost as if everybody gets to go to heaven. You don't have to do any work.
So you mean tell me all the money I've been giving y'all to get to heaven? The builders got doggone.
Or the fact that I was missing out on all this random dick.
Yeah.
And I could have been a hoe out here. I'm trying to get to heaven.
I've been out here doing it the right way. Like, shoot.
What for? You know what I'm saying? So the people were getting mad. And so people left the church and they didn't want to be bothered with him and all.
Speaking of the church of people, that nigga that stood up at church Sunday and said, I told my wife, if you ever want to know something about me, ask me. I'll tell you the truth. He said, sometimes she asks me, and she went, I said, that's
he done, I done told her so much stuff that she told me she didn't want to hear no more.
God, I said, damn, don't he hold some kind of position?
He's a presiding elder, so he's over the district.
This nigga, I was just like, what did you tell your wife? Like, I know what you told her.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you pretty heard about me fucking that woman in Little Rock. Well, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Like, yeah.
That nigga was literally in church saying that shit?
I mean, he didn't, he didn't say that part, but he said...
He said, I told my wife, if you ever want, don't listen to the rumors about me. If you want to know something about me, ask me.
I'll tell you the truth. And he said, one time, she tried me, she asked me, and I told her the truth. And she stopped me. She didn't want to hear no more.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you told her was so... out there
it
to where look, you she ain't want to she ain't want you to hit you know finish the story so hell
either kill somebody or fuck somebody
so you know I'm dropping that dick on the east side
it was either fucking the crime
yeah.
Oh, you know I've been hanging dick in your sister Shirley right.
I'm so done
yeah.
Okay, fast forward.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so come Sunday, man, I'm sorry we turned that into that, but
yes,
you know, it was just a weird movie. You know, I get it, you know what I'm saying, you know, but it the way they went about it down south, like, I knew that wasn't going to fly over well. Like, he was losing, like, he had a big-ass mega church, he lost his congregation, I mean, he had to go, I mean, he was basically done, man, like, they ran this man out of town, bro, like, you can't...
Oh, they did, he was, like, shunned, or whatever.
Yeah, you can't be down south speaking that like, once you
and the Lord didn't tell you that, and everybody was just trying to get him to recant his statements, and, like, they had a whole... preachers board, you know, different preachers all over the city, like, or whatever the area, who was like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, come Sunday.
They wasn't trying to hit it.
You gotta look at it. You gotta just search, man. You gotta be about that life, man.
They got some garbage shit on there.
I mean, but they got some dope under. But sometimes they got some good garbage shit. Like, it'd be like, you know what? That was a decent garbage movie.
You seen that shit 3%?
No.
Shit, look, man.
You seen Deuces?
I seen the cover. I used to watch it.
You watch this. It's a blackety black movie.
Okay, so next one. I still got somewhere to be.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere. Then we saw Power, man. We watched both episodes of Power. We caught up on Power. What'd you feel about Power?
I'm falling in love again.
With who this time? Ghost
the
again.
The only one.
Fall in love with Ghost. I get you.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. This was a pretty good show. We ain't going to talk about episode one. We just going to get y'all caught up because it is what it is. But episode two, like, it was real. Like, shit went bad. Like, fucking Dre, he didn't get hit. The little Italians got hit. So then now Tommy got his cousin to lie for him. And Tommy in deep shit. He owe money. The shipment to the Italians. Then the guy that they wanted him to run the operation in fucking Chicago or L.A. or whatever, he want his money, his shipment to get going on. So now that's some more money going on. I don't know where Tommy and them going to get this money from. I really
don't
know. Because Ghost don't have the club anymore. So I don't know, like, where do y'all niggas got money? Like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, they got too many people that's getting killed. Like,
and Dre untouchable. Dre untouchable.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
Dre did the boss up move. That shit was so smooth. Like, no, Dre is Dre.
A little young brown skinned
light skinned nigga that run the shit for the cartel.
Yeah, he doing a whole lot.
Hell yeah.
He just young. He just look young as all get out.
Yeah, fuck Tariq. It's always fuck Tariq.
And that boy is saying,
yeah,
he gonna measure on hanging himself.
Yeah.
For real, like, he's not getting no love. Like, your mama is over here mourning your sister. She's sitting up in the room all the time. Your daddy fussing at you and all kind of carrying on. Everybody blaming you. So,
and
the poor boy.
I haven't seen none of
the poor boy is having a hard time right now.
And with Tariq, let Dre know that, you know, there was...
Yeah, that was some fuck shit right there. Now, that's your daddy.
But yeah, it's your daddy and your, you know, but he really liked Dre because he said Dre was... Tariq looked at Kanan as the bad guy. Because Kanan the one that did all the fuck shit to him.
That's 50 Cent.
Yeah. Dre is the one that was kind of like protecting him and shit. But Kanan has turned it on Dre. Like, Dre's the mastermind behind this. But when we find out that Kanan had his own ulterior motives with his crew, they trying to take over the business. I knew something was going on with Kanan. Because I said, this Kanan is not going to be this. I was like, there's no way in the world these niggas going to ride together, like, off in the sunset, all 3-0. We back in the hood gang. Nah, man, that shit was weird, man. So, seeing that, I'm glad to know Kanan's angle now. He's not in it just because of, you know, he's the... want retribution and all that shit. And Tasha
No, that's Tasha's not. Hold on. No, yeah, Tasha's
just, Tasha's the wife.
Yeah, that's the wife. Okay. Yeah, her and Angela, I don't understand, like,
not in cahoots.
Yeah, they in cahoots. Angela got deleted the fucking shit.
Which she should not have done.
And framed the little flamboyant other dude, guy. Like, yeah. Why the hell you came to the other day, like, yeah, I don't really think you're a jerk. I mean, no, I don't think it. Bitch, I'm about to get your ass fired. You don't even know that right
you
now.
You might get fucking locked up.
Yeah, nigga, your ass. With evidence. You know why my password doesn't work anymore? Like, yeah, bitch, because I didn't change that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you might have to go to IT and get this shit straightened out, nigga.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got his ass, laced his ass. So, Angela dirty than a motherfucker. But Tasha and Angela.
She in love. She in love.
You still love him.
No, he don't. Yeah, she
still. You doing dumb shit.
Exactly. That's the only thing you do when you love somebody now. That'll get you fucked up every time.
Then you got, let me see, Tommy. God damn, this Italian shit, man. He now you.
Yeah, he got people, kids dead, and all kind of dumb shit.
He hired some hitters. He didn't even want them to kill the man. He just wanted them to bring him to him alive. They end up getting killed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, Drake killed both their ass. So now Tommy got that shit on his head. So now he got the Italians fucking with him. He got the other nigga fucking with him. He got Dre fucking. Like, this nigga just, Tommy just.
He losing. He need to be the one trying to get out the damn game.
Yes, sir. Tommy, he can't go nowhere. The nigga's gonna find him in.
He should have been, like, if Ghost was trying to get out, he should have been trying to get out.
Tommy just, man, damn.
He ain't about that life, because that shit right there went south real quick. Because I was just like.
Tommy that nigga, though. So, you know, we'll see. He gonna bounce back.
Yeah, he gonna bounce back, I guess, but, yeah.
And Ghost, he don't know what the fuck to do.
He don't, because he was trying to come see me.
Yeah. Ghost then goddamn turned into fucking Batman, being a vigilante out on the streets. He went and killed somebody that was drunk driving to kill somebody's daughter. So he went and found the dude and, you know, killed the dude. Because the dude got off because they went to a grief counseling.
I thought it was the daddy.
No, that was the dude that killed their kid.
I know, but it wasn't the dad of the kid who killed him?
That was the guy that killed their kid.
I know, but you said Ghost went and killed a man.
Ghost? Yeah, that was Ghost.
Oh, I thought it was a child then.
No, when Ghost, remember, he went and put the all black on. Tasha said, where you going? Got to run some errands.
Oh.
That's when he went out. He was he was standing in the alley waiting on him, and that's when he asked
maybe
him.
I blinked at that time.
Yeah, he probably did. He probably was all oozing over Ghost. Like, ooh, yeah. Ghost.
Had to wipe my inner thigh.
Yeah. Jesus. Man, so yeah, man. Power Bite. Power is back. Yeah, man. That's the end of TV talk, people, man.
I mean, that thing, they is sexy. I just can't handle it. And then he got some ties to Savannah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a possibility I can see it one day. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm okay. That's wrong with
he
it.
Went
I'm
to UGA. Trying to get his, he went to UGA.
His granddaddy house. He come to Savannah. I would slide on up in there.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I girls, know the people.
You know, all the girls love Michael B. Jordan now.
All the black girls love him, but he don't. He like, hey, I'm gonna do you darkies. It ain't Wakanda forever in the bedroom.
Hey, he can have that. I'm talking about that one now. That Hardwick. Oh my goodness, he does something for me.
Amen.
My goodness.
Well, we got a question for the nation, man.
Question from the nation.
Shout out, question for the nation, man. Y'all, hey, man. Y'all keep this shit up, man. I love this shit, bro.
I like this.
We getting a little more and more. It's like
people having fun with it.
Yeah, like I mean, even if y'all are faking these, bro, I still like reading them online. Like, I ain't gonna lie, cause some of y'all, some of the ones I see that get sent in the inbox, man, I delete some on call. Like, this shit fake as fuck. I'm not reading this shit online. And so, you know, but this one,
it feels like it might be right.
You know what I'm saying? So this one is from Black Man in DC. What up, family? Just started listening to the show not too long ago. Thank you. And I wanted to write in for you guys' opinion. Yeah, you from up north. I have been in a relationship with a great woman for a couple years. We are perfect for each other. All I can ask for in a woman, she fine, nice body, good gig, and she nice in the bedroom. God damn, nigga. Can she cook? You ain't say no, she can't cook. You ain't say that. She can't cook.
It don't matter, but if you keep reading, it don't matter what the fuck she can do if he can't keep his dick in the
same.
She
can't cook. Listen, all right. My only weakness is random pussy.
Oh, my God.
He said, I can't turn it down. I know it's not her, it's me. I know I love her, but I like having sexual encounters with other women. I really want to have my cake and eat it, too, but I know I can't. Help. I don't want to lose her, but I don't want to stop either. BMDC. Wow.
Yes.
Black man DC.
You're fucking slime,
Slime ball?
The man said he just liked that new pussy smell. Man. He don't want to be with the same person every
night. Yeah, he like to rent cars, so, man. Yeah, I mean, like, but he love his main girl. Like, so, he know, like, this.
He don't want to run the miles up on her. So, you know, if he get a couple of extra ones in rotation, then it's...
What I'm saying is cool for her to do that, though.
I mean, no, he ain't never gonna tell her that.
No, it's never cool.
He ain't gonna tell her that.
I'm saying, whatever she is, and he find out about it.
I mean, she ain't gonna be cool with him doing it. But
he ain't gonna be cool with her doing it.
It's just like it's something.
He can't say shit to her. She doing shit.
Yeah, you gotta still act crazy. You got to. You can't sit there and just let that, like, because I got a guilty conscience. No, nigga. You gotta be in there like, nah, what the fuck is wrong with you? You, I loved you. You was my cinnamon apple. And you gonna do this shit? You gonna do this shit to me? Like, yo.
It's 2018. Shit all right.
Is you with me or not? You know what I'm saying? Look, you can do that. But.
Niggas is petty out here.
I mean, but still, like, you gotta, you know. It ain't like that. But as far as Black Man DC, bro, like, man, hey. I don't see how you keep up this stamina. You know what I'm saying? What's the problem at home? Well, you say it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
But you didn't mention cooking, so I'm thinking that's the problem.
It's not the problem. His dick is the problem. He ain't saying shit about it. I mean, I'm sure the nigga eating. The point I'm saying is you run around here with all this random people. As long as you wearing a condom, I guess you won't come up with no babies or no diseases. But I need you to get that together. Because that ain't cool.
It's not.
It ain't cool at all. If you talking about y'all and been together, you don't want to lose. Or something apart about that process should stop you from having sex with these random people. Something about it.
Wow. I mean, just bro, like, man, just control yourself, man. Like, why can't you control yourself? Like, what is it that when you see, you know, these well, maybe because you're not married. I think it's just, you didn't say y'all married.
No, he just dating them.
Oh, okay. So, relationship, yeah. So, yeah, man, you ain't really married, so you single as fuck. I mean, live your life, my nigga. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, but he's saying he need help, so he knows something.
Help is just live your life until you get married. If you get married, you got to stop all that bullshit.
No, this is practice.
Okay.
Because what you need to understand is, if you a hoe before you get married, you a hoe once you get married.
Yeah.
The shit don't change. Mm-hmm. So until you start weaning yourself off this random pussy, then you going to be catching random pussy when... You're gonna be messing with random people when you get married. It's been coming. I hear the talk around with my friends, my family, talk about how every now and then, at least once a year, we have a guy that posts on Facebook, or you're tagged in photos on Facebook that you just got married, but you was fucking somebody in the circle like a week prior, a month prior. To me, when you have a whole wedding, this ain't no shit like we was at the courthouse and now we done got married. Shit. No. It's we having a whole wedding and a reception. So this shit takes months to plan. Mm. So even if you fucking me or fucking them 6 months out.
You just telling yourself?
No, I mean shit, I ain't got nobody but you. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is, if you fucking somebody even 6 months out of you getting married, you was cheating. Because when did you buy the ring? You didn't get married and have everything set up at the church, and you got the reception hall, and you got the limousine, and you got the honeymoon, all this shit together, and you did this in a month? No, you didn't. So, you know, you need to practice what you're trying to perfect in a marriage. If you talking about we're going to just go cold turkey from being a hoe to when I say I do, I'm going to become this model citizen, that shit ain't working. You're going to relapse like a motherfucker.
So, Black Man in D.C., basically what we're telling is, man, listen, if you want to marry this woman, if you don't want to lose her, you got to get your act together and stop fucking the random trim, man. You can't stay away from the orangutan.
Have her to do some other stuff. Go to the damn sex store. Get you some outfits.
He has to control himself.
Yeah,
he need to buy a pocket pussy or something. Buy one of them little, that's what you need to buy. One of them fucking dolls, my nigga.
So, you got a commercial for them?
No, the real dolls. Buy you one of them, my nigga. Black Man DC. Buy you a real doll. That way you can get, you know, that can solve your little. Anytime you want to get some strange, break your real doll out. Fuck the shit out of them, man. You know, clean up, put up to the next time you want to fuck some strange, man.
Like I said, all I say is buy the girlfriend a wig or two. Do something shit. She might like that kind of stuff.
He says there's nothing wrong at home.
You say there's nothing wrong at home, but there's something wrong at home. And you're, I mean, you saying random. Must,
hey, look, man.
You ain't saying you catching no niggas at the job. Yeah. You ain't meeting no people. Nigga must be on Tinder and all that.
He probably,
you just fucking random people.
He probably out there on the scene. Yeah. Like what? Like, then they can probably creep. Like, you listen to this show, you probably creep like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so, nah.
You know, most of y'all niggas come from the watching the girls anyway, and y'all get caught up on a podcast, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, man. That was my question for the nation, so shout out to Black Man DC. I keep it 100 this week, man.
100.
Man. If you have access to premium content / channels, you know what I'm saying? You got to share that with your friends, bro. That's just what it is, bro. You got to share that, man. Niggas ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. You know, recently we had a little situation where somebody ran across, you know what I'm saying, you know, at their parents' house. And, you know, next thing you know, man, niggas asked for the login and, you know, got crickets and excuses. You know what I'm saying? And
some people don't owe you that shit.
Yeah, man.
Are you going to give me $50 a month?
Why I got to give you $50? Look.
20. People, something. You're not going to get my password for free. Fuck that. Mm-mm. You ain't my friend for you to ask me that.
Hey, man. All we wanted to do was watch. But, I mean, it's cool.
I don't give
cool.
a fuck.
I get it, man. Shout out to the... hey, man. Shout out to the lady, man. It's a legendary nigga that listens to the show. Legendary. He know who he is, man. Shout out, man. But other than that...
So he legendary because he let you use his password.
Hell yeah.
So if he didn't let you use his password, he'd be in the same column with the nigga you ratting on now.
I ain't ratting on that. No. No, he didn't... I didn't ask him. I put it out there on the show. And him being the real nigga that he was like, yo, bada, bada bing. And I was just like, word. And see, the only thing with power, it stars don't... The Xfinity, you can't watch it on that. So it's like... You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, I'm glad he was able to hook you up, yeah. But I'm just saying, don't let that be the value of your friendship. Like,
not the value of the friendship, I'm just saying. I'm just telling people, like, you know what I'm saying? When you know, just like...
Friends don't have to let friends get their password, because they got to pay for that shit.
Man.
Every month. So you don't think at all, like, when you watching nigga. Your favorite shows, to say, let me buy this nigga lunch, so I'm going to
buy you a lunch every once in a while.
I send you $10. At least shit, $20. Send me $20. Let me go get something to eat. Let me go get a bottle. Let me go get something that I want since I'm paying this bill that you using this password on. Because you ain't the type of nigga that just you going to be the only one using the password.
Yes, I
you
am.
You going to use the password.
Snitching.
I ain't snitching. I'm just letting you know, nigga, what it is.
I ain't like that.
Okay, well, whatever. It don't matter. The point is, if I'm paying $250, $300 a month for some cable or whatever this premium channel package is, shit, you can give me lunch once a month. Run it.
Yeah.
Cash out that nigga some money right now.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was my keeping 100. Queen Jones, do you have a keeping 100? I mean, goddamn.
Whatever, shit. Nigga. Don't do all that.
Shout out to Saul Wright, man.
Yeah, shout out.
100.
I think I'm going to go with the fact that this is recent.
I mean, if you ain't got your heart ain't in it now. Don't be using the keep it 100. Your heart ain't in it now.
Whatever,
your heart got to be in it.
Well,
this is keep it 100.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
You can't be feeling 85% about what you fucking doing. You know what I mean?
I'm saying niggas always got something to say, but you was just over here. All right,
let's go
with the bullshit.
Let's go.
I'm just gonna request. I mean, I'm trying to keep it as 100 as possible. That you niggas stop posting these sweaty ass gym pictures. Take a picture before you get to the motherfucking gym.
Nah.
No. I mean, it ain't nothing nice about you coming from the gym, sweaty. The shit looks nasty. So, thank God we can't smell you through the screen, because I'm sure that would be horrific. But that it ain't nothing sexy about that, so stop doing that shit. On my way to the gym, show them pictures. After you come from the gym, leave that shit in your phone. Don't post that shit nowhere. That's my keep it 100.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, because people are like, if I don't show you a picture, you don't believe I went.
But see, that's the problem.
And then I have the ones that be working out. Like, they be like,
yeah, you
are. Like, how hard are you working out? How hard are you working out?
If you got time to be video chatting and whatever else with it. Yeah.
Be like, oh, y'all, your whole outfit match. Like, stop. You don't work out. Niggas that work out for real don't give a fuck what they look like, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about that?
You just in there.
Yeah, they ain't got a matching fit on.
Yeah, with the
got
photo
some Nike
shoot.
Tights, Nike shoes, Nike. Like, girl, you just went and bought that shit. Like, just for this video. Like, stop it.
And some of y'all need to wash, because I went to Zumba last week. I ain't really going on a regular basis, but I was in there. And some of y'all need to wash before y'all come in the sweatshop. Because clearly, your body parts be talking about how long your day was. Because it's not good for business.
Hey, man. It's not. You don't have time to wash.
I don't give a damn.
You don't have time for that these days.
Okay.
Got to move.
Uh-huh.
That nigga say,
I'm just trying to tell you, get a clean sweat.
Look. It's a whole fucking mob of people that don't believe in washing every day. Bro.
And that shit is whack.
That shit is disgusting. They said your body has natural oil. I was like, yo.
Your body got natural odors, and that's what the
they
fuck
they said,
that,
you know, just
you
hit
sweat.
The hot spots every day. That's all you need to do.
That's nasty as
fuck. I was just like, whoa. Motherfuckers was like, yo, you should go like, you know, 3 days without bath. I was like,
and that's
wow.
Nasty. That's nasty as
you'll
hell.
You'll be old stinking old nasty nigga in the South.
Yeah, it's too hot for you not to be washing every day.
Gotta wash.
That's not acceptable.
That's always.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Two shower day rule is in effect.
Yeah, it's hot down there. Humidity is on an all time high. It's
hey man, winners and losers, man. You got any winners?
Yeah.
Winner.
Okay, let's hear your winners, Queen Germ.
I'm gonna see. My winner today is going to be Rock Jones since his birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I also got to see my godson's birthday tomorrow, too. So.
Who's your godson?
PB 19. So, yeah. Okay. His birthday tomorrow, too. So, 7-Eleven.
That's what's up, man. So, that's your only winner?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay.
Winner.
My winner. Shout out to, to my nigga. What's his name? Hold on. I'm pulling it up, the article.
I got
one, too. Shout out to my nigga. His name was 42-year-old Joseph Von Johnson of Jackson, Tennessee, was charged with theft of a Walmart trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was in it?
Okay. Yeah. Fortunately, this stolen item wasn't too hard to spot. Police arrested a man accused of stealing a Walmart trailer and parking it in the front yard of a home in Indiana. Police were called to the home off Great Road in Mishawaka on Monday morning after someone saw a Walmart trailer parked in the middle of the front yard. When police arrived, they found several people unloading merchandise from the trailer into the home. Investigators later determined the trailer was actually stolen from a store in Lansing, Illinois. Six people were taken to the police station for questioning. They arrested Mr. Johnson. Walmart workers were dispatched to the home to reclaim the lost inventory. It took them several hours to load the truck back up. The trailer was carrying a wide variety of items, bicycles, candles, food, and more. You should seen this shit. It was packed to the fucking, like, the whole garage.
Who was these people?
I seen that shit.
Yeah.
I seen
that video. Yeah, it's unclear how the trailer was stolen, but they're going to review it. So, yeah. So, shout out to Mr. Johnson. He's my winner for, you know, stealing that truck, man. You almost got away
my
with
cousin.
It. But next time, you got to park the truck somewhere where trucks be at, and you just got to come and unload the motherfucker in sections. Not saying I've done that. Well, I
sounds
know anything
like,
about to do it, but I'm just giving you, like, you know, 18-wheeler job in the neighborhood. Looks kind of suspicious. Just going to go on a limb there. But I commend you, because you almost got away with it. Nigga probably thought, yo, I'm about to have flat screens, everything for the low. My nigga, you almost did it. Better execution next time. You're going to do a little time for this. But, yeah, shout out to my dog, Mr. Johnson. That was my winner. Loser, you got a loser.
Yeah, I got a loser.
Loser.
My loser is the Ku Klux Klan. The whole organization. Y'all some, I mean, like, for real. We already know that you some old crazy-ass crackers to begin with. But how in the hell is it 2018 and you ain't built enough of a reputation yet that you got to go and have promotional flyers printed up in Virginia newspapers? So you running an ad soliciting for people to join your organization. Mm-hmm. We know what you stand for. If it's some crazy crackers that want to join y'all, they know how to find y'all. Mm-hmm. There's no need for that. So if you trying to keep it alive in 2018.
Okay. He's doing it wrong because you put it in the fucking newspaper.
What exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You a real shit. And you a real loser for you to even have to turn to the newspaper as your form of advertising.
Yeah, like, you know, only old people read the newspaper.
Exactly. So maybe you trying to get some old KKK.
You're trying to
wake up. the people. But
yeah, they don't want no young ones. Yeah, they want some old ones.
Yeah, you fucking
ain't
up.
No young nigga reading on the... When last time you read a newspaper, Roy Jones?
If I see that, then I read that, man.
When the last time you read one? I didn't say when, nigga. When the last time you read one?
When I see that, man. I rarely see them
all. In the last week? Nah. 30 days? Nah. 2 months? Six.
So that sounds like you ain't reading nothing. Okay.
You know, newspaper come out every day. You ain't read one in right. 6 months. So
I mean, the news is on the TV. Ain't
news
the
on your phone. Paper. News on your... Exactly. Like, why do I need to read the newspaper? You know exactly. What I'm saying?
So, yeah. I do like, when I do see the newspaper, I like the jumbles, the word jumbles and
everything. Oh, see, like old lad, nigga. You watch as fuck. Nigga, to be playing Sudoku and shit, man. This nigga...
Yeah, I like that shit. That shit fire, man.
Oh, Roger, you got a winner or a loser, man.
Yeah, man.
Gotta speak up now. All
right, man. My winner.
Winner.
Boogie Cousins, man. You finna,
he's damaged goods. Nah, go ahead.
Right. I said he gonna win a ring, though. It ain't gonna matter. He gonna get the finish. Oh, yeah,
that's right. You feel me? My bad. That nigga went to the Warriors.
You feel me? Though? I'm like, come on, man. Like,
I thought he went to the Lakers.
He winning, literally.
Like, niggas ain't gonna win in this shit. He might be the straw to break the whole house up. Boogie might go in there and just he might go in there and be like, yo Kevin, man, fuck that nigga Steph, nigga. That nigga Steph a bitch ass nigga. Let's jump that nigga after practice, nigga. Fuck that nigga, man. The show team, nigga. The show shit, nigga.
And I'm telling
you, Steph be scared to shoot. They're like, Steph Curry, stop shooting. I don't understand why. But go ahead, man. It's your shit, man. My bad.
Yeah.
It don't matter. But you, like I said, man.
Boogie Cousins, you gotta speak up.
Boogie Cousins, like I said.
Is your winner. Okay, what was your loser?
My loser. Ooh. Who the loser is, man?
Niggas eating ass. Yeah.
Ooh, wow, them niggas, look out.
They always lose. They been losing since the beginning of time. I mean.
Oh.
Loser goes to
loser.
My mama's boyfriend.
No. Bruh. We would not drag him on the show. I don't even know who the nigga is. Bruh,
we went to Cancun's one night, man. Man, we drinking this shit, man. He drunker than a motherfucker, man. Man, saying you know, my dog. He go holler at my dog. He talking to him. They sitting on these stools. Next thing you know, I'm talking to my homie over here. All you hear is, bruh, calamity in there, bruh. Like, bruh, it was, bruh, the nigga, bruh, bust his fucking ass, bruh, from the air. By the head. Everybody looking at us crazy as fuck. Then he talking about, he get up.
So he can't hold his liquor.
He was like, that hurt, bruh. Like, goddamn right, that shit hurt. Nigga, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah, help him up. Bruh.
Yeah, I held them up. I held
them up. Man. Nah, see, niggas drunk and they do nothing. You got to get your own self up. I'm not. Wait, I don't want nobody know I know you. No,
I was responsible for the nigga.
No, you
man.
Wasn't. No, you wasn't. How old is he?
Man,
is he 21?
He's old enough.
Is he 21? He's an adult. You cannot. Did you drug him? Did you Bill Cosby that nigga or something?
Nigga drug
him.
Pulled his own
trumpets. Oh, okay. Well, that's you ain't got nothing to do with that.
They don't even smoke green.
Yeah. So. What you?
It's not your problem.
It's not your problem. That nigga drunk.
But he ride with me.
Oh man, he just ride with you. He ain't catching up.
Tell him make sure he keep that window down. When he falling down and shit, he be done threw up in your car.
You come on, make it to the car, nigga. I'm not helping your ass, bro. Get up. You a grown ass nigga. Yeah, man. My loser though.
Loser.
Kanye West. Ooh. Kanye West has been a chatty patty. Drake came out to your Wyoming little villa. Was writing. Helping you write fucking songs for your little 7-song project shit you had coming up. You had an idea like, yo, I'm going to put out albums, 7 songs, and we're just going to drop one every week and some shit like that. This is a big plan you had. So you had Drake in there helping you write this shit. Drake leaves. And then you had to figure out, how am I going to sell this to the people? So you let Pusha T diss Drake. So then Drake fired back with the Deppy freestyle. And then, you know, It was a scathing, like, Pusha T was on the ropes. So you did what you had to do. You know what I'm saying? You told some personal information. Drake told you some shit about, you know, he played some music for you off his upcoming album and shit. So you used that against him. You gave Pusha that info. Being some real, like Kanye, you my loser for doing that little hoe shit. Like, you don't get no nigga no info like that. Like, what kind of shit is that, my nigga? Like, it business related, that shit was whack, my nigga. Like, that shit was real whack. A nigga confided in you, and you used that shit like that just to sell some shit. Like, it's whack, my nigga. So, you my loser, Kanye, for that shit. Anything else that's good?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't like Kanye now anyway, so it's whatever.
Fuck Kanye. I ain't, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's some shit I'm going to take to the grave, and it's some niggas I ain't even cool with no more. But when we was cool, you told me some shit that, you know, wasn't to be repeated. So I'm going to take it to the grave.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. As a young kid say. But, yeah. So, anyway, man, shout outs, man. You got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to
let the guests go first.
Oh, my bad. Slow
down. Rod Jones, you got any shout outs?
Oh, shout out to myself, man. My birthday, man.
Shout out to Rod Jones, man. It's your birthday. Speak up, man. It's his birthday, man. Nigga, you gonna have to grow up, nigga, and speak up, nigga. Yes. So, yeah, shout out to Rod Jones. He his own shout out. Queen Jern, your shout outs?
Yeah, I got a couple of shout outs. Shout outs to Pam and the fam, to Johnson 5, and anybody who representing the Seapoke. That's Savannah, Georgia, nigga.
Oh shit,
nigga, man, nigga.
That's right. Yeah, that's my city, fuck y'all.
Yeah, the way she delivered that. What? Like, she tough.
That Sea Pope, baby.
Like, she tough. Like, yes. Jesus, man.
Yes, only the real one.
Jesus, man. Anyway, man, shout out to the staff, man. Be Easy, GQ Blue, Sorry, Short T.
Short T.
Matt Static. Shout out to him. Shout out to Supreme. The Supreme Weave. Kendrick Pride, shout out to who else? Did I say Short T?
Yes, I did.
I already said Short T. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Shout out to Dr. Brace and everybody at the Dr. Brace Network. Mr. Wash, that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Shout out to Ruler Myself. I think I already said that. Goddamn Rick James, bitch. Man, Peppy J from B-More. Shout out to Steph from B-More. Shout out to Miss T Lee. Shout out to Tracy May. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Dr. Cloud, Kyra, Sam, goddamn Baby Yoda. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to the Back Talk Podcast, Ray Ban, C Rich, K Foria. Shout out to Roots and Relationships Podcast. Yeah, man. Shit. Shout out to Justin Thibodeau, niggas. You always liking the picks, man. Supporting the motherfucking team, nigga. Shout out to Rock Jones for coming through, man. You know, shout out to Queen Jern. I got to throw you on the shout out list, man. I don't know why.
Why?
Got to. Cause you,
I'm right here, nigga. But still, though.
I mean, we
got
to give you the shout out, man.
Okay, shout out.
Shout out to Queen Jern, man. Yeah, so, yeah. And anybody, anybody over there at that site, man, to fuck with us, man. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. Yeah, time to go home, man. Episode 312.
312 in the books.
It's in the books. Had a great time, man. We had a guest stop through, old Rock Jones, man. So thank you, Rock Jones, for coming through. Happy birthday early. Got to make you take at least a little shot of him.
So we finna talk to them.
Okay, pause.
Yeah, and, my bad. Yeah, especially when we talk about eating ass all night.
Exactly,
long.
Bro. Like, there was no ass eating.
No, it won't be going on around here.
Exactly. But yeah, man, so we out of here, man. 312 in the books, man. Come back next week, 313. The Detroit episode, man. You know, we're going to Detroit on this next episode, man. We're going to film it live from Detroit. So the forecast will be coming live from Detroit. So go buy your tickets. You can cash at me if you want a ticket, man. Just let me know. I'll put my cash app out there. Matter of fact, it'll be in the post. You know, you can cash app us, you know, for this show, and I'm just lying, it ain't a real show, but you can still cash app us. I'm gonna put the cash apps in the motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can send us something, you know, just hey man, you might be like, hey man, thanks man, showing y'all some love, man. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, man, it's your boy King Jern.
And it's your girl Queen Jern.
This is the Frocast, episode 312, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
Say peace, Rod Jones.
Jones.
Say peace, Rod Jones.
Jones.
Say can't peace, follow Rod. Fucking information.
Yeah, that's no why rules. You can't invite this man.
Yeah.
Kyrie niggas. Irving fans. Niggas. Peace,
them man. Niggas.
Kyrie Irving fans, man.
Stop it, man.
Yes.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com